Olena Zelenska, the wife of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, is stepping further into the spotlight thanks to a recent profile of her and her role as First Lady of Ukraine by Vogue magazine. For more on the significance of this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Professor Kelly Matthew, Senior Instructor of Journalism and Communication at the University of Oregon. Thanks for joining us to talk about this.
Thanks for having me.
This seems kind of like an odd time for a profile like this in the middle of trying to repel an invasion. What's going on here?
Yeah, it's an interesting move from the Ukrainian First Lady. I think that it's, however, if you read the story and you look at the images and kind of put all of that together with the way that the messages and the appeals that President Zelensky has been making for months, it all very much fits together. They've been focusing very much on the appeal for funding and for weapons, and she's making that exact same appeal in this story, just from the perspective of a wife and a mother, and talking about the plight of women, both on the front lines fighting and moms and the number of children that have been lost in this conflict.
You mentioned the images that are part of this piece. They are Annie Leibovitz photographs, very stylized, probably a lot of resources and money went into taking them. And we understand that there's been a little bit of pushback against them. Could potentially that backfire in terms of how the public, especially in this country, views what's going on in Ukraine?
There's certainly a risk. And I think the risk comes from this perspective that a lot of Americans in particular, kind of middle-class Americans have about Vogue being very high fashion and decadent and, as you mentioned, stylized. The images are, in terms of the way the images are portrayed. And so there's always a risk, and it feels like there's increasingly a risk with any kind of communication that any organization or government or entity chooses to do. The trade-off is that this story and these images will reach a different audience and will reach into new corners with new information and new perspective that President Zelensky speaking to joint sessions of Congress is not going to reach. It's going to reach a different group of people and a different audience. Some of that is negative, and some of that is certainly backlash. And I've read, a lot of the tweets and some of the stories online and some of the pushback, and it's largely around this idea of decadence and romanticizing conflict, and that's certainly a risk, and one that I'm sure that that Zelenska and Zelensky and the government weighed out in terms of agreeing to do this piece with Vogue.
So what American First Lady would you say this parallels? The first name jumps into my mind is Jackie Kennedy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And to your point, Eric, the Vogue is not apolitical. Vogue has always been kind of on the front edge of highlighting women in power. To your point about Jacqueline Kennedy, to the many First Ladies on the cover and many First Ladies that have been able to highlight their platform, been able to talk about their passion, been able to humanize themselves and their families. And so Vogue is anything but apolitical. It's anything but just high fashion or decadence, even though those can also be political in nature. It is often right out there on the front lines talking about, here's what's going on in our world. And to our readers, this is important information to know.
We've literally got 30 seconds left, but you said something very intriguing to me, which was about reaching a different audience. And the thing about this piece, when you read it, it's putting a human face on what's happening in Ukraine. Do you think, despite what people might think about the decadence of Vogue, this in the end will help educate more people in this country?
I absolutely do. I think that the story is extraordinarily beautiful in terms of the way that it allows Olena Zelenska to talk about herself and talk about the war and talk about the impact on women. She's wearing Ukrainian designers. Her first statement in the story is about the conflict and about how hard this is. It's very intentional, and it's very focused on how do we get women in America, how do we get the readers of Vogue to pay attention to what's going on, because it matters.
Kelly, thanks for joining us to talk about this. That's Professor Kelly Matthew, Senior Instructor of Journalism and Communication at the University of Oregon.